Practical Work on Self, Chapter 8, Harmless Whim. To gratify a harmless whim can be a beginning method of accumulating the will to awaken the machine. Although we can never really stop an automatic manifestation of the machine until we're able to exert the will to awaken the machine, the effort, although guaranteed to fail, can serve as a reminding factor to activate the attention, and at the same time, we can use the inevitable feelings of frustration to help us awaken the machine. In the struggle against the machine's automatically arising negative manifestations, we are helpless alone, but we can form a work circle, a circle of friends, who can try to help each other to remember to struggle. Any human being with a minimum of effort can learn to live in the higher dimensions. With the freedom we now have to teach these ideas, although this will change very soon, nobody really is forced to remain buried in a sleeping machine. The very beginning of this new life, in which we prepare ourselves for life in the higher dimensions, begins with the solemn vow to never again allow the machine to manifest negativity. Those who knew us before may consider us less interesting than we were before because our machines no longer manifest so easily, but this is the price we pay. When exerting an effort to invoke our presence and to contain negative emotions and manifestations of the machine, why should we worry about the impression we make on others? After all, they'll all soon be dead anyway if they aren't already. When we make efforts to take responsibility for the manifestations of the machine, we also gain the will to awaken the machine and, at the same time, activate the higher centrums to some degree. But the non-phenomenal self has no will other than the will of attention. We can influence the machine in subtle ways as a woman exerts influence over a man, but we cannot directly act upon the machine. Because we have no will over the machine, we cannot oppose it. On the other hand, we can use the force of the machine's own power to overcome it. Deliberate exaggeration of a negative manifestation can help us to gain will over the machine, eventually bringing the manifestation into the voluntary. When it is voluntary, we're able to manifest it or not, as we choose. Involuntary habits cannot be activated intentionally or stopped at will. A first step in the attainment of will is to voluntarize every habit. To gratify a harmless whim can be a method of activating real will, which is to say the will of the non-phenomenal self to awaken the machine over the will of the machine to remain asleep. We must take especial care not to cultivate these whims into something bigger than ourselves, so much so that we become enslaved to them as we are to our ordinary desires. Small things we do not really want for ourselves are the only things we can really call whim. To compel the machine to do one small thing not desired by our organism or personality, and also not automatic in the conditioning of the organism, gives us a taste of real will on a small scale. The transformed being stands on the edge of creation, facing the unknown, the not yet manifested. The sleeping machine is enslaved by the past and can only reenact what has been. The future is the past. Time is the key, but to open this door, to penetrate into the present, we must develop the will to awaken the machine. The machine has no real will. What it calls will is just strong desire. A machine with powerful desires is said to have real will, and a machine with weak desires is styled a weak person. if we sacrificed everything in life just to gratify one or two powerful desires, we would be said to be a person of strong will. But even a very powerful dog will someday die like a dog. Because everything in the machine is isolated and fragmented, its state can change radically in one moment. It can explode in the throes of a personal disaster, which seems to be the end of the world, just by one small change in diet, sex, or even as a result of an unexpected change in the weather. Often what we call free will is simply accommodation between conflicting desires and repulsions. The usual result of this artificial mechanical will is either hesitation or blind certainty. We think of these mechanical impulses as manifestations of our free will, just because we seem to be able to choose, of course guided by our conditioning, between hesitation and stupidity. But the machine is just a machine, and the machine will always make its decision whether we are aware of this or not. Choose for yourself several small whims not presently existing in your ideas of self-gratification, but be sure these are not important. It is best to choose impartially, or at least suspiciously, so that you do not choose something which the organism or personality would like. Find something you would like to gratify for yourself. If it is mildly disturbing to the organism or personality, so much the better, but be certain it is not disrupting or dangerous. Then deliberately gratify these whims. So long as everything remains harmless to yourself and most of all to others, go to the most elaborate lengths possible to gratify them. The smaller and more insignificant the whim, the better. But again, I caution you, always maintain harmlessness to yourself and to others.